Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the National Retail Federation.
And I'm Jake Sherman. 2 days until the government shuts down, and here's where we are. Late last night, in the bowels of the Capitol, House Republicans heard their leadership's most recent plan to keep government open. Speaker Paul Ryan and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy sold Republicans on a plan to extend government funding for another 28 days. Quite bold, right? While authorizing the Children's Health Insurance Program for 6 years. Why? They think it's a way to get some waffling Democrats at a low price.
The legislation also delays the implementation of the medical device tax. There is a bit of regional bipartisan opposition to that. It delays the tax on high-end health insurance programs, and it delays the health insurance tax, which is about to kick in. Patrick McHenry, the party's chief deputy whip, will lead a vote count whip of this plan today. The Republican goal is to pass this bill with just GOP votes, although most Republicans say a few Democrats might peel off once the bill gets close to passage.
Of course, this could all fall apart. Keep your eye on two pockets of Republicans, conservatives and defense hawks. Most conservatives seem to realize they can't reject this deal, but you could see strategically why they might. This short-term deal sets up a big immigration compromise and a massive spending cap deal, neither of which is expected to get much conservative support. Some conservatives are pushing for a plan that will simply not work, a full year of defense funding combined with a month of funding for the rest of the government. That's a gimmick. Don't pay much attention to that. That all being said, it seems like this leadership plan has a decent chance of working.
Here's the bet. If the House squeezes this through, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer doesn't block passage. The White House doesn't want a shutdown. While this deal is crucial, it also doesn't solve anything. It just delays the inevitable. We're going to be back here in 1 month with the same issues at hand. Congress will need to fund the government, and they'll want to pass a big spending increase and an immigration deal. The incentive structure stays the same. It also inevitably makes February really, really messy. Republican leadership believes it will have to raise the debt limit by March, a deal that will boost spending by $100 billion, an immigration deal, and lifting the debt cap. Oof, that's quite the month.
There were a number of special elections last night, and one in Wisconsin shows a bad trend for Republicans. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's reporting the Democrats snagged a key state Senate seat in a district that Trump won 55-38. Republicans have held the state Senate seat since 2000, so that's almost two decades. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker tweeted that the special election win by a Democrat is a wake-up call for Republicans in Wisconsin.
NBC News scooped this morning that FBI agents visited Steve Bannon's home last week with a subpoena, and that Bannon plans to cooperate with the special counsel in the Russia probe. Meanwhile, back on the Hill, Kyle Cheney reports that lawmakers vow to force answers from Bannon in the Russia probe after he stonewalled their inquiries, even after the committee issued a bipartisan subpoena.
Darren Samuelson's reporting that the special counsel's probe could complicate things for Republicans in the 2018 election, especially after a federal judge overseeing the trial of Paul Manafort and Rick Gates said it could start in September. The New York Times reports that the White House physician found the president in good mental and physical health, but he did say that Trump's weight, 239 pounds according to the doctor, is a bit too high and he's a bit too sedentary. They want him to start an exercise routine. The Times is also reporting that the Pentagon has drafted a new U.S. nuclear strategy that would permit the use of nuclear weapons to respond to a number of devastating but non-nuclear attacks on American infrastructure, including cyber attacks.
McClatchy is reporting that morale at the State Department remains low as diplomats wonder who will quit next. And the Washington Post is reporting that nearly all members of the National Park Service Advisory Panel have resigned in frustration with Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Dan Diamond and Jen Habercorn are reporting that the Trump administration is planning to shield health workers who refuse to perform abortions or treat transgendered patients.
Today, the president will attend a gold medal ceremony honoring former Senator Bob Dole. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.